Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, I am paid intern Cornelius, dragged backwards.
What's coming up in the show today, John?
Some kind of breakfast show. It's quite niche, if I'm honest, and I'm hoping to hook up with John Peel and attack him with swords and shields. But unfortunately, sheep don't shrink in the rain.
Stop the music.
Oh, well, I never...
I am John Holmes. Regular listeners will know. Doris Smith of Nuneaton. And Grindr.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Hashtag thicker than Ronnie. Because the kids are all saying.
That's a good grandma name.
I couldn't see how it was Christmassy.
Ooh, ah, that's nearly right.
The dogs were wearing tinsel.
It's BBC local radio texting time. Jason and the Argonauts. The broadcasting equivalent of Network Rail.
That will mean nothing to anyone who wasn't listening yesterday.
That's the sound of Cornelius trying to get through the barricade that we built just inside the studio door. Barricaded him in. I mean, out.
That was really funny. What a great start.
So, it's the Radio X Weekend Breakfast Podcast, and that was the noise of a paid intern Cornelius trying to get through a door. The other side of which we'd stacked up loads of furniture.
Like the barricade in Les Miserables.
Very similar, actually. Did they use office chairs?
They used actual chairs and furniture, yeah. They threw them out the windows. Yeah. The streets of Paris.
Hi, Con.
All right. How's it going?
You all right, thanks, yeah. So, it's the Breakfast Show podcast, isn't it?
Breakfast, second one this week.
Could make this as quick as possible.
Why?
Just because we've. This is it. As soon as we stop recording this,
yes,
we can go home and sleep for 2 weeks.
Yes, for we have done a large stint on the radio, hence the bonus podcast to which you refer.
Yeah.
Which was our, what was it, our weekday breakfast podcast?
It was just called Bonus Podcast.
That'll do.
And it went out on Friday, so if you've accidentally skipped it because you come every Monday, make sure you go back because it's a really good one.
There is some stuff from your mum.
Yes.
In last week's weekend podcast.
Yes.
Right, okay. And in the weekday podcast, that was just the stuff we'd done the week while we were sitting in for Christ Moyles.
Yes.
Over the entire Christmas time. And we've come to the end of that particular marathon.
We have.
It's day 16 of 16 today.
Is it?
It is.
Someone's been crunching the stats.
Yep.
Yeah. Great analysis team we got in.
Yeah.
That was worth the no money we paid her.
Oh my God.
There's a man outside the window. Right. We're on the third floor. Yeah, a man outside has just walked past the window at our floor height.
Scared the shit out of me.
And he's sort of cleaning the outside of the windows with a brush.
The thing is, it's because he's on scaffolding, but slightly above, so you can just really just see his legs and sort
basically,
of
basically, you are eye to eye with his with his working class genitals, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's what you are there.
I hope that's paint.
Right, couple of bits.
I don't think that is.
Couple of bits to clear up.
Yeah.
So we played a clip on the radio, didn't we, of Cornelius's mum?
Yes.
Saying a rude word, but we had to beep it out because it was the radio.
That's right.
But what we can do now,
yes,
is play the unedited, unabashed, full skunkathon.
don't give the word away.
You can bleep that one though.
Oh, I see.
Because we're allowed to do it on the podcast.
Absolutely fine. Yeah. So, do we need to set this up at all, or does this just we just assume people have heard last week so they know what's going on?
Yeah, it's the intro to the special bonus podcast. You'll have heard that.
I thought it was in last week's.
No, it was in the bonus podcast.
Oh, right.
Special bonus podcast. And if you've heard that, if you haven't, go and listen to it very quickly. It's just the first minute and a half.
Yeah.
And then this is very much the making of the DVD extras, the behind the scenes
of when Cornelius phoned his mum to ask her to say a certain word for the purposes of the other podcast. Here it is.
Right, Mum.
Yeah.
John's done this thing on the podcast intro. And,
okay.
I need you just to record one word so I can edit it in.
Okay, what's the word?
It's spunk.
Oh, they're not going to say that I use that word a lot or anything.
No, it's hard to explain. John's basically made me... Basically, John's made this phone conversation happen. Where are you now?
I'm just at work, outside work.
Okay,
yeah. I don't want to hear people say know that I say that word. You won't say my name, will you?
No, that's fine. Okay. Do you want to just say it now?
Spunk.
Thanks,
Mum. Was that the right word?
Yeah. That's good.
I don't even know what it is.
Okay, thanks, Mum. I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
There it was. Have you spoken to her about it since?
You know, I haven't seen her since, actually, despite
really?
Living in the same household, no.
Interesting. Is she disappointed that her usual hangout of Tiger in Croydon is closing down?
Yeah, she was, actually. And you say usual, she went there once.
Well, yeah.
But she was disappointed.
But you went there once, but it was for 5 months, wasn't it? So
No. She said that explained why they were always ringing her, trying to get her to go there.
Right.
Because always offering her free drinks and stuff.
Yeah. That's
good. You should take them.
Those podiums aren't going to dance themselves.
Too late now. It's closed. Last night was its last night.
The last gasp of Tiger in Croydon. Let's set up Stephen Hawking. We've got to do that as well.
Yep.
So on the show, on the show. Intern Ronnie,
yes,
would you like to explain Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal?
Wow.
Yes.
So he sits in a chair.
He sits in a chair. That's the start, certainly.
Okay, so every week,
yes,
on a Saturday, Stephen Hawking comes in and he reads the punchline to a joke.
No,
the setup to a joke.
John, would you like to explain Stephen Hawking's pullback?
No, I want us to carry on. Yes. The setup to a joke.
The setup to a joke.
Yes.
And then we reveal the punchline on the podcast, which is somewhere here.
Yes. And what's it akin to? What's the analogy I would draw between...
So apparently there's a lollipop where the setup is on the stick, and to get
the punchline
to the joke, you have to suck the lolly off.
You have to what? Sorry, what
it's
was
like
that?
Giggle box, this isn't it?
I can't believe you're making me say
I'm
this.
I'm not making it. Yeah, you could have said it in any
you
other
just
way.
Just consumed the lollipop.
Yeah.
That's what I would have said.
You might
probably
just eat the icy treat.
Yeah,
you said that. Can you? You went with that, not us.
Very angry.
Here's the setup.
What do you call a black pilot?
And there it was. If you'd like to hear the punchline to that, well, simply keep listening. It's not as bad as it sounds. Keep listening, because all will become well. In case you've recoiled in horror, all will become well when the punchline is revealed by Stephen Hawking later on in the podcast. Here is the podcast. Enjoy.
Radio X. John Holmes.
Welcome then to your weekend breakfast show on Radio X. Although we have been on all week sitting in for Christ Moyles. About 2 weeks straight we've been on now. It's like, if you're still listening to this, it's like you've been punished for something in a former life, isn't it? I think it's fair to say we're very much the binge drink of your broadcasting diet now. I mean, in the way that it feels good, doesn't it, that we're on? In a sort of dirty and wrong way. So ultimately, it'll make you feel a bit sick, possibly damage your health. Although it will also make you think the show is more attractive if you listen through booze goggles. Right then. The nanny state guidelines suggest, of course, you should cut back a bit.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
It is, of course, January. Early January. And early January only means one thing. Ask me what it means. Ask me what early January means.
Okay, 1 second.
What are you doing?
Just writing you a note.
Oh, fine, all right.
Cornelius.
Yeah?
Just going to pop this in an envelope.
Okay. Good licking sound.
I'm actually revolted by that. Can you just take that to John, please?
John, sure.
I mean, you are a bit further away from John than I am, but hierarchy dictates.
I can't wait, you're there. Come in.
Hi, John.
I've
just got a note from producer Dave.
Okay, thanks. Turn the envelope. Hi, John. What does early January...
What does early January mean? Love, Dave. Next few note, Dave, I'll tell you. What it means is, it means television adverts.
I genuinely forgot what we're talking about.
I have, yeah. It means television adverts that you only ever see in January. And I'm talking about the adverts for those part-work magazines. You know the ones that start off and they go, issue what? Build your own matchstick house. Issue one contains first matchstick and a free binder. That, you know those where you build something over the year? But what happens is if you ever start collecting that, right, they've gone from the shelves by March. So you always end up with a half, not even a half built, a quarter built thing.
Is that it? Have you ever done one?
No, because they're a waste of time, aren't they? But it's always like, I don't know, amateur train hobbyist, where you build a, like a train or something. They give you one part, one wheel, and you're supposed to then buy the next 24 magazines to build the train out of it, but you only ever get two or three wheels because it just no one buys it, so it disappears from the shelf. But January is when they all come out and get advertised on the television, and they're becoming increasingly irritating, to me, personally. Anyway, that's what I'm saying.
Gosh, a lot of part-work magazine adverts.
Home Ocean Builder, I saw the other day. You see that one? Week by week, drop by drop, transform your home into an ocean. Part one comes with a sachet of seawater to begin your collection. Or you could just move to Yorkshire. Start your own war. Week by week, start your own war lets you collect guns, bombs and tanks until you have enough to start your own war. First issue contains free despot and free binder. This is what you get. Have a fight. Your fortnightly guide to having a fight.
What are you collecting there?
Homosexual hobbyist. Step-by-step guide to building a homosexual man or woman from matchsticks. Man requires slightly more matchsticks. I mean, I think we should launch our own range of these things. There's obviously money in it, because it happens every January. Intimate wart collector. Collect genital warts over 12 months with this handy guide to the nation's favourite red light districts.
That'd probably sell.
Yeah. You got one? Go on.
How about...
Yeah?
Build your own magazine. Week by week, we send you a page and a part of a part, as well as a script of a dull and boring advert.
That's quite good off the top of his head, isn't it?
Not bad at all, actually. Although he's not going to get any work in voiceovers, is he?
Dude, yeah. Do your best. Do it again. But like, proper voice. Imagine this is a professional voiceover job.
And we'll be the producers.
Can you do it roughly word for word?
Okay, Cornelius, the client wants you to read the line for the Partwork magazine, but he needs dynamic dynamism. He wants you to do it with a slight smile, but not too much, and kind of have the voice of a 29-year-old female.
Cornelius, this is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Build your own.
No, just give it proper radio voiceover. Bang, go.
Build your own magazine. Week by week, we send you a page and a part of a part. How's that?
Are there any more voiceovers available? right, Partwork magazines then, yeah. I'm going to think of some more. I'm going to launch one.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
Radio X.
Also, and I'm not even lying, Jade... Off of the Sugar Babes.
The newest Sugar Babe.
If you like, I have no idea.
I know, I Wikipedia'd it.
Okay, time. But we will be joined, because we've got a brand new feature. Well, it's certainly a brand new feature for weekends. It's something we started over Christmas time, sitting in for Christmas Moyles. If you heard it, you'll have hated it, I'm sure. But we're bringing back... it's a quiz called Vernon K. Master.
Yep.
And our first contestant this morning, because I can see how this is going to go, is one of the ones out of the Sugar Babes, who wasn't even one of the original ones out of the Sugar Babes.
None of the current ones are...
Is it still a thing?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
They regenerated, didn't they?
Yeah, they've got three new ones now.
Right. Which one was engaged to Capital Radio's Dave Berry?
That was, what's her name?
Don't know.
Mutia. Is that her?
Bless you. You just Googling it?
Yeah.
Good.
Heidi.
Oh, Heidi.
Oh. Oh yeah.
I never saw her. Because she was...
No, sorry, everyone. I shouldn't have laughed.
Why?
I should not have encouraged that, and I apologise.
You broke that, mate.
I never saw her, because she was...
engaged to Dave Berry.
Yeah. John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X. And this is where we play a game of Dead or Alive. And we're playing for meat. That is what we give away on Radio X. Weekend breakfast as gift prizes. If you texted into play and you're not already hanging on the telephone, then I'm afraid it's not you. Because we have to pick all of the players at random from the thousands of entries that come in. A lot of people, a lot of you want meat. You there, you're keen on meat, aren't you? Oh, John, I'll do anything for free meat. Choose from chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Saturday.
The telephone balancing unit one is Martin. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Martin?
Yeah, not too bad. Awake. That's a good start.
That's a good start, certainly. Because some of the things in the list of dead or alive aren't. Some of them, Martin, are very far from awake. What prompted you to text in, Martin? Was it the promise of free meat?
I love free meat.
Clip that out. Yeah. Right, so what free meat would you love most should you win highly? What?
Oh, it's got to be beef, surely.
It's got to be beef. It's going for the beef. Straight in there. Okay, well, this is what's going to happen. I've got a list of things, Martin. Oh, what do you do, Martin? First of all, what do you do?
I'm an account manager.
Account manager. And where do you manage accounts?
All over the world, but the office is in London, so that's the reason I listen to Radio X a lot.
Good work. Although that is a national station, but don't worry about it. And international, if you've got an app. Anyway, so let's play Dead or Alive with Martin, who wants to win the beef. Here we go then, Martin. Ears down. Producer Dave keeping score.
Yep.
Dead or Alive. My great Uncle Ern. Dead or Alive.
Dead.
Yes, and ironically now in an urn.
I thought there was a clue in the name.
Yeah, good. Tactical playing. Dead or alive, Jarvis Cocker. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, dead, because this one is my friend's tortoise, which he called Jarvis Cocker. And it fell in a pond. He's now got a cockatoo.
Great.
He's got a cockatoo called Frank Turner. Well, you're a fan, aren't you?
Yeah. Frank Turner.
No, of a cockatoo. Cornelius. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. It's a bird. It's a bird. It's like a parrot. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Dead or alive?
I'm going to go dead.
You'd be right. The absurdist existentialist tragicomedy by Tom Stoppard. The bloke who used to run the chip shop in Attleborough. A sort of suburb of Nuneaton, near to where my parents live. The bloke who used to run the chip shop there, dead or alive?
Well, as he used to run it, I'm going to say dead.
He could have just retired, couldn't he, Martin? I mean, I'm going to guess at dead, because I last went in there in 2002, and he didn't look well then, so...
Call the fish and chips.
Yeah. Dead or alive, cockles and mussels?
Alive.
Do you want to expand on that?
Well, you can still get them.
Well, I was thinking alive-o.
Yeah, anyway.
Gockles and mussels. Alive-o. Right. Creepy cricketer Chris Gayle's current chances of securing a date with someone from the feminist lobby.
I would say slightly dead.
You'd be absolutely right. Payne intern Cornelius's nans. One is called Sweary Nan. The other, am I right, is called...
Drunk Nan.
Right. But is Drunk Nan... Dead or alive?
Well, she's drunk too much, so I'm guessing dead.
No, she's alive. And sober for 3 weeks, everyone.
She doing dry January?
Yeah.
Dry granary. final question. Dead or alive? How Bjork plays. Dead or alive?
or pretty much dead?
Let's find out. Is the right answer. What producer... what are the scores produced today?
The scores. Martin scored 4 correct answers, which gives him 4 points.
Is that enough to win the beef he so desires?
John, that is enough.
Congratulations, Martin. Well done,
yay.
Martin. You have won the beef. Yay.
Ouch.
Yeah, God. Wow. Well, calm down,
wow.
Martin.
You've I'm won. Gonna be beefed out.
He's won the beef. He's won the beef. In a game of Dead or Alive on Radio X.
Radio X. John Holmes.
Rick's just pointed out on Twitter, by the way, that, of course, the other thing about Partwork magazines, which is what we were talking about, is that it's always £1.99 for the first issue, £900 per issue thereafter. That's it. They lure you in. It's like they lure you in with the semi harmless weed, don't they? And then they get you on the hard stuff later, don't they?
Yeah.
Have this for the nothing. Have this. Oh, I'm addicted to building a Meccano car now. Yeah, it's like heroin now, isn't it? £900, you loser. That's how it works. build your own Islamic state has just come in. Thank you for that. Destroys week by week, not builds, importantly. Issue 1 comes free with some rubble that used to be an ancient temple.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
So I regret to inform you that we are sugar babeless.
Sugar free.
Very much so. It's bad for you anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, we are still going to have a go at our brand new... What a ridiculous... We launch a brand new quiz, right?
Yeah.
A brand new game that, admittedly, we've been doing over Christmas.
It's almost the opening ceremony. This
slightly
isn't it?
Different game. Yeah, it's like the opening ceremony, but where none of the acts have turned up.
Mm.
Yeah. So we were going to play a game of Vernon K-Master. Okay, it's a brand new game where celebrities are tested for their knowledge of Vernon K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because over Christmas, the man who won The Apprentice came on and played, didn't he?
Joseph Valente.
Thank you, and that, bless you. And that gave us the idea to do it like every week with celebrities. So we booked a celebrity.
That gave us the idea not to come up with a new idea.
shut up. We don't have production meetings on air, Dave. We booked a celebrity and we booked Jade out of Off of Sugar Babes.
Yeah.
Who was raring to go yesterday, but not today. But, because she's not answering a telephone. However, the good news
is... What are we going to do?
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Cornelius. What we're going to do is we're going to make like the Sugar Babes, because you know how she's in Sugar Babes Mark 2 or 3,
yeah.
And now none of the original what? So technically what I'm saying is, the Sugar Babes are sort of an interchangeable merry-go-round of pop puppets, aren't they? Who
yeah,
just sort
yeah.
of turn... You know, whose turn is it to be in the Sugar Babes? Everyone gets a go in this country.
Very much a fixed-term contract.
Yeah. You
like
get
jewelry
everyone,
service.
Exactly that. You get a letter through the post, and it says, you are required to appear in the Sugar Babes for the next 3 months. There's a single and a tour that you've got to take part in.
Here's a list of songs.
You get paid a certain daily rate. Here's a list of songs to learn. Yeah. Turn up. And it's your turn to be... So it doesn't matter. So if they're interchangeable, aren't they?
Yeah.
So what are we going to do?
Replace her!
It's Vernon K-Master. What even is this? So, if Jade off of the Sugar Babes isn't coming on to promote her work, instead we replace her with someone whose turn it will be to be in the Sugar Babes at some point. It's Holly off of the news. Hello, Holly, off of the news.
I could totally be in the Sugar Babes.
You could totally be in the Sugar Babes.
I think so.
Dave wants to be in the Sugar Babes, doesn't he?
He's sat next to one right now.
Exactly. For you are Holly out of the Sugar Babes for the purposes of this morning's quiz. That is what we've decided. Do you know any of the Sugar Babes' back catalogue of many hits, Holly?
I do, actually. I was thinking about this round, like round, round, baby, round.
Like a record, baby, right?
No, different.
Okay. Different song. They did a slow one from Love, actually, as well. Baby, I'm too lost in you, lost in
you. You've just gone up the ladder to join the Sugar Babes.
There we go. That was my audition, guys.
Very good. Okay. So, What's going to happen? Is there anything you want to promote, Holly, by the way? Because she was supposed to come on.
The news at 10.
Brilliant.
My news bulletin at 10 a.m.
Okay,
this morning.
Let's do it like an interview, guys. So, it's Radio X. You're listening to Breakfast. I'm John Holmes. And joining me this morning is the new person out of the Sugar Babes, but also out of the 10 o'clock news. It's Holly. Hello, Holly. Tell us about your project that you want to promote.
I just want to promote a bulletin coming up at 10 a.m. this morning. Well, you'll hear lots of news stories for the day. You'll be very well informed.
Excellent. How long have you been doing the news?
Several years now. So, you know. Thoroughly prepared for this
one. Okay, great.
Time for greatest hits soon, isn't it?
The news is greatest hits. Yeah. Look, what we're going to do is we're going to come back, we're going to play a record, and then we're going to come back and we're going to play the game Vernon K-Master, Holly from the news.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. It's coming next.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Perhaps you're thinking of going to church later. And that's absolutely fine. Everyone's allowed to believe what they want. But it seems to me that many religions are well catered for in broadcasting terms. Certainly Christianity gets its own pause for thought on the radio, doesn't it? Islam does as well. Judaism, Hinduism, all of their representatives have been at one time or another invited to take part in a sort of spiritual moment, a sort of pause for thought, where they're inviting you to think about your inner self. And their representatives, your imams, your rabbis, your vicars, your priests, they all come onto the radio, usually Radio 4 or Radio 2, where they share an anecdote from their lives and then somehow tenuously link whatever they believe in to that anecdote. We do the same here on Radio X on a Sunday, but we are an equal opportunities employer and cater for a belief system hitherto uncatered for in British broadcasting, to wit, Satanism. So the friend of the show is, of course, the High Priest Vexander Crowley. He's the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles, which is in Hendon. And here he is once more with another of his Thought for the Day for Satanists.
Good morning. One of the things that goes hand in hand with being a Satanist is becoming a landlord. Not all landlords are Satanists, of course, but there's something about the opportunity of inflicting such misery, be it financial or by adversely affecting an innocent party's living conditions, which really appeals to the Satanist lifestyle. One of my current tenants left a message on my answer phone saying there was a leak from the upstairs flat coming into his kitchen. So I did what any self-respecting Satanist landlord would do and ignored the call for a week, hanging up each time he tried to phone me, and eventually responding to his call while speaking in mock broken speech and pretending to be on a train. Eventually, after employing a set of outstanding delaying tactics and blustering for well over a month, I visited the flat and looked at the damage. And as I saw the dirty brown mark of the bath above and the bucket of water on the floor, I thought, do you know, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For while the ceiling is like society, a seemingly impenetrable structure which lets us live our lives successfully, the Antichrist, that morally vacuous beast and source of foulness, is like the water. It slowly damages and ruins the framework on which we all rely, at first in a cosmetic way, but eventually causing harm which is colossal and irreparable. With this in mind, I told the distraught tenant that I would speak to the flat above, ensure the leak would be fixed, and paint the ceiling so the problem would be dealt with. He was grateful and left for work relieved, safe in the knowledge the problem was in good hands. So that's why I fetched my drill, made the hole in the ceiling considerably bigger, and removed the pipe altogether with a reciprocating saw to let the water flow freely. I then pulled my tenant's DVD collection onto the floor and kicked in his telly before texting both my wife and mistress and indulging in a ménage à trois in his bed. Finally, I planted some cannabis plants in his airing cupboard and called the police. It's true that, yes, I missed a few months' rent during the ensuing investigation, but we all have our burdens to carry. And that should give us all something to think about.
priest Vexander Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Busy earning. Not playing that for you, intern Ronnie, are we? Artwork magazines we were talking about, because it's January, and it seems to me whenever you turn on the television, there's one... Which one did you say you saw?
Draw your Marvel character.
Yes, that's one. That's the one that's happening.
They send you part of a pencil each
They
week.
Do, yeah, and then you...
and a name of a Marvel character.
But it's £1.99 for the wood part of the pencil, but if you want the lead, £900 for it. And then, yeah, it's just pencil, Hulk. Well, how am I going to draw it? Just do it. Yeah, so they're quite annoying magazines that just disappear from the shelves by March. Illustrated Wicker Man Builder. That kind of thing. Week by week, step by step, build your own 60-foot-high Wicker Man on a remote Scottish island. Learn how to lure a policeman inside and then burn him with our all-colour guide to sacrifice. Part one comes with a free bit of wicker and a match to get you started. That's the kind of thing, isn't it?
Surely the match would come near the end.
Yeah, but there's nothing to strike it on. That comes at the end.
All right.
Hobby horse. Week by week, build your own hobby horse before climbing on it and spouting off whatever reactionary balls coughs into your mouth. Week one, immigration. Week two, the euro. Free with the Daily Mail. Have you got one there, Cornelius?
Lee sent
Who?
Lee.
Morning, Lee.
He said, how about build your own North Korean H-bomb? Collect parts and build week by week, year after year, eventually not getting anywhere, but you tell your friends and neighbours that you have built.
Good. Is that your voiceover voice?
Should I try it again?
Yeah, go on.
Build your North Korean H-bomb.
Again, you can't say the word North. Sorry, that's not going to work. Let's pass it over to Ronnie. Let's road test more voiceovers. One. Go on. It's not a good start, is it?
Come on. This studio time is costly.
Yeah.
Build your North Korean H-bomb. I don't know. Collect parts and build week by week, year after year, eventually not getting anywhere.
Do we ever do any sort of tests of whether people are good on the radio before we hire them?
Come on. All you've just done there, Dave, is open the gates to a load of abuse on Twitter. yeah, obviously not, because John's on. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, but people that tweet that in are just repeating my joke. That's unoriginal.
Build your own army. A fortnightly guide to raising a mercenary force. Best places to find hard men. How to get weapons on the black market. Where to bank money so that it's untraceable. And a wall chart of the top 10 military coups of all time. First issue comes free with a small country to keep your army in until it's ready. It's the kind of thing. James has sent one in as well. It's for Jeremy Corbyn, he writes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Build a shadow cabinet. Week by week, build your own team of loyal colleagues who you've managed to shuffle around thanks to Ed Miliband changing the rules of how it's done, despite the fact that you criticised Ed Miliband when he did it, but are now taking advantage of something you objected to. Part one comes with a free shadow defence secretary. anyway, that's that part work magazine. So that was the gist of that discussion.
Let's get this part work started.
You nearly swore there, didn't you, Puce Dave? And you would have been justified to do so, my friend. Well, nothing. I just wanted to, if you wanted to swear at him.
No, I mean, I feel that's unwise in the circumstances.
Okay, fine, just check. The Illustrated British Gazetteer of Chavs. Page by page, illustrations of fat people in leggings from around Britain. Photographs courtesy of Asda.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. But there is the small matter of the new member of the Sugar Babes, who is joining us this morning to play the brand new quiz, Vernon K Master. She's called Holly. She's the newest member of the Sugar Babes, and also we'll be reading the news at 10 o'clock on Radio X.
Eclectic mix.
Well, Holly. Well, Jade out of Office Sugar Babes isn't picking up a phone, so. But as Sugar Babes, you know, kind of get replaced on a rotating sort of conveyor belt, then it seems only fitting, Holly, that your turn next. What we have is three questions about Vernon K. Radio X's Vernon K. All you have to do is give me A, B, and C style answers. Okay.
Okay.
That's all it is. Let's play Vernon K Master. Question one. Book news. Now, and comparatively recently, in fact, or at least recent enough to qualify for inclusion in this quiz, it was the 10-year anniversary of the famous Nordic radio-based crime thriller, The Girl with the Vernon K Tattoo. It follows the story, of course, of Lisbeth Salander, who is a scrappy, chain-smoking hacker who has a tattoo of the mid-morning Radio X weekday presenter Vernon K on her back and is trying to work out whether the former ITV Family Fortunes presenter once murdered someone while asking a family from Hull how many survey participants he thought they could name an animal with a shell. But The Girl with the Vernon K Tattoo isn't the only radio-based murder book-slash-film. Name the other one. Is it A, Dial Moyles for Murder? Is it B, Paul Gambaccini's Rear Window? Or is it C, The Postman Always Rings Nick Ferrari's Breakfast Show on LBC because the postman has some racist views he wants to offload?
I'm going to go with A, Dial Moyles for Murder.
Is the right answer. Question two. Cockney gangster news now. And it's 20 years ago that one of the notorious K twins, Ronnie K, died. Ronnie and his brother Vernon ruled the East End of Radio X with a rod of iron, imposing a reign of intimidation and violence before eventually being found guilty of the murders of rival presenters such as Ricky the Hat McWilson and Johnny the Headphones McVaughan. But the K twins weren't the only notorious radio-based criminal double act. Name the other one that's the correct answer to this question.
Okay.
Is it A, the 1940s bank robbers Bobby Friction and Clyde? Is it B, the hip-hop killers Fred and Rose Westwood?
Ooh.
Or is it C, the evil Manchester murderers, the boyfriend and girlfriend Radcliffe and McConey?
I'm going to go with B on that one.
Fred and Rose Westwood,
yeah,
is the right answer.
Yes.
Again, very strong.
Good.
Right, question number three, final question. And this, Holly, is a music question. I want you to listen to this music. That was, of course, the Live It Up, the single by the Australian rock band Mental As Anything, first released in 1985 in Australia and then in Europe and the US in 1986/7, taken from the band's album Fundamental. Here's your unrelated question. Inscribed ostrich egg shell fragments found in the rock bed beneath Radio X mid-morning presenter Vernon K are perhaps the earliest examples of the use of symbolism by modern humans. The 60,000-year-old etched shells from the west of Vernon K are almost certainly a form of messaging, say scientists. Holly, name five famous shells.
Shell garage. Michelle Gale.
Yeah, good.
Oh my gosh, this is really putting me on the spot. Shelton,
Good.
Sheldon, yeah. Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Time
on it.
I can't think of anything. Michelle Clifford.
Is that someone you're at school with?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably.
Well, let's find out what we had written on the card. I mean, you got Michelle Gale for us. Very
Gale,
good.
Yeah.
I had Pete Shelley from the Buster Cops.
Okay.
She sells sea on the seashore. The homeless charity.
Shelter.
Yes. And I had Shall We Dance? Cha-cha-cha.
I thought Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory was pretty good, though.
It wasn't what was written on the card.
But it was still good.
Producer Dave. Can you check the system to find out what Holly scored in this morning's Vernon Kaymaster.
Just checking the system now,
check
John.
Check me the system. System's quite slow today, hold on. Sorry.
I'm scared. Does this mean I've got a high score because it's taking so long?
It's just a very slow system, Holly. I wouldn't worry about it. Got the results. Holly scored.
Yeah.
Some points!
Yay! Congratulations, Holly! You are your prize. It's to be a new member of the Sugar Babes. Well done, it's Vernon Kaymaster on Radio X!
John Holmes, Radio X. Radio X.
It's Radio X. I'm John Holmes, and a quick glance at the Bill Clinton, Tony Blair transcripts that I'm sure you've read about in the news. A quick glance at that reveals that yes, the two world leaders chatted about the IRA. Yes, they spoke about Russia in detail. And also discussed Saddam Hussein. But also, it turns out the possibility of a sustained bombing campaign on the Radio X Weekend Breakfast Show due to its many atrocities and appalling human rights record. This, despite it being a full 17 years before the Radio X Weekend Breakfast Show actually came to power. Plus, looking through the transcripts as well, Blair told Clinton that he had specific evidence that Radio X had the capacity to launch a brand new breakfast show with Chris Moyles within 45 minutes. This is why they started bombing. And also the transcripts, of course, reveal that that wasn't the case at all. It's just that they wanted our oil. They wanted our oil.
John
Holmes. Moyle. Oil.
Radio X.
And on the way in of a morning, a Sunday morning, there are people falling out of bars, clubs, pubs, each other sometimes in the behind a skip outside Nando's. What unites them all, my friend, is that they're all absolutely mashed off their gourd. And we take that opportunity to ask them on the streets about their opinions of the week's news. We call it Alco Vox Pops. Here's the one we recorded this morning.
The UK's chief medical officer said that you shouldn't have more than 6 booze drinks in a week. What's your view on that?
I study economics, and this is biased because you're outside an alcoholic place.
The BAFTA nominations have been announced this week. Eddie Redmayne, Dame Maggie Smith nominated. Who would you give a BAFTA to?
You. Definitely you. Or Taylor Swift.
What's definitely. BAFTA? Is it the acting or the music or...?
It's Film Awards.
No? Film Awards. What's the dude who... No.
Following the transcripts of conversations from 1998 between Bill Clinton and Tony Blair being published, it's been revealed that the pair spent one official meeting mostly discussing Richard Bacon being sacked from Blue Peter for taking cocaine. How do you feel about this?
Bacon is good.
Bacon is a nice guy. I love bacon. Yeah. I've got time for him.
Yeah.
I'm
Canadian.
Here.
We have a Canadian bacon, but it's like a really
bacon is social white.
I think that Tony Blair and the other guy, they can do what they want.
Drunk people there.
The other guy.
With their opinion. There's just a bloke in the middle who's going, this is a thing about their business. Alco Vox Pops on Radio X.
Radio X. John Holmes.
Partwork magazines, by the way. People now getting very involved with creating our own partwork magazines because we could all make a fortune. This is a very in-joke to this show. So if you haven't been listening to this recently or in regularly, then this will mean nothing. Build your own video library of BJ and the Bear.
Oh, God, no.
Says Jason. It's been Eugene McKinney
and
his best friend.
Stop mentioning BJ and
the Bear. I'm not going to stop mentioning BJ and the Bear.
No one knows it.
It was a seminal drama of the early 80s starring Greg Evigan. And the little twist was that the bear was a monkey.
Was a monkey, yeah. No one cares.
It's a chimpanzee, wasn't it?
Sheriff Lobo.
Was the baddie, got his own spin-off
you
series.
Star as well. You're...
Bring back Sheriff Lobo.
BJ McKay and his best friend Bear. It's a monkey.
If you're not careful, I'm going to do a Twitter poll about this.
Ooh. Fighting talk.
Yeah.
Morning, John, says Aaron. Build your own club sandwich. Every week we send you one ingredient to build your own club sandwich layer by layer. That's like, I mean, what sort of idiot would send food through the post?
Yeah.
What sort of fool would post out food?
What's coming up later on the show, John?
We give away some meat, Dave. We are giving away meat, as we do on a regular basis. In a game of Dead or Alive, it comes from a reputable meat posting butchers. So it's fine. It arrives fresh. It's not like, you know.
It could very much be a build your own butchers if you entered competitions regularly. And we send you part by part for your new butcher's
you
shop.
You could build your own pig. Couldn't you? Think about it, right? So what can you win? You can win chicken.
Yeah, it's not a pig.
No. Beef.
Not a pig.
Lamb.
Not a pig.
Or sausages.
Because it's a pig. Saturday.
I mean Saturday.
Yes. And if we, so week by week,
you could
build a pig
out of sausages.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. And yeah, the hater's gonna hate. And yes, they do. This is what happens at around this time on a Saturday. It is a feature that involves a man called Con. Hello, Con.
All right.
He isn't in the studio with us anymore. And we can tell that because the smell has gone. where he is instead is in a lift here in the Radio X building. And he's on floor 6, and his job is to travel downwards through the building live on the radio mic, reading out the haters' texts and tweets that patronise. It's a feature we like to call condescending. Which elevator have you gone for this morning, Cornelius?
G-Lift 1.
G-Lift 1. And I should point out, of course, as I regularly do, that the lifts here in the Radio X building play various radio stations out through speakers, because we share a building with other radio stations, Heart, Capital, LBC, Classic, that kind of thing. What's playing in G-Lift 1?
It's a bit of Emily Sandé.
Is it? Is that a Heart or a Capital artist, would we think?
I think that's Heart.
Heart. 100% Heart.
Okay. Heart there this morning, playing out in G-Lift 1 in the Radio X building. Cornelius.
Yeah?
Have you haters' texts and tweets to read?
I do.
Okay.
I do, John.
Fire up the lift.
Okay, I've also worked out I can use the buttons on the lift to bleep out swear words.
Oh, so, good work.
So, Nick texted, this is going downhill faster than a trolley or something.
Good, I'm glad he ran out of steam on that one, yeah.
Someone texted, come on, lads, that's enough now. What is this? Did that work?
No, we didn't really hear the beat. Okay. Do you want to do that again?
What is this?
Yeah.
Someone else texted, I'm sorry, but this just isn't for me. Chris Baz on Twitter, apparently at John Holmes 1, has won awards for radio broadcasting. I find that hard to believe. Terry, since John Holmes has been on Radio X Breakfast, my snooze button has stopped working as it has been worn out. This show is a travesty. This show is so bad, I feel that the UN should come up with a resolution. Finally, Chris on Tet said, I don't believe they paid intern Cornelius.
Oh, Christ, neither do I.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
Radio X.
But before we go, you know how newspapers often do that thing? If they've made an error, an accidental error, during the production and publication of the newspaper, they have a little notes and corrections column, don't they?
Yes.
So we thought, you know, it would be wise to do the same thing for things that we've got wrong, facts we've got wrong this weekend.
Okay.
So we've just got time then for your, thanks for sending them in, notes and corrections for factual errors contained within this weekend's Radio X Weekend Breakfast Show. There is no specific treatment for myxomatosis. Only supportive care.
Oliver's Army is here to stay.
The Thames Barrier has only been operational since 1982.
Sometimes you can get what you want.
It's fewer, not less.
The European Union is made up of 28 states, not as previously stated, 25 and a half.
Squeeze's hit Up the Junction is not the national anthem of Clapham.
Councillor Tony Gardner is no longer the mayor of Bognor Regis.
And finally, car manufacturer Ford did not invent the Caprice salad. There's your notes and corrections for the Weekend Breakfast Show on Radio X.
Radio X.
Get into the music.
A pilot, obviously. You racist.